Good morning, good night, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this. If you're listening to this, you're alive. Yay, yay, yay. Now, haven't recorded in a while. If you're listening to this, that means you're alive again. But we are living in a different time. End of last year, I would hear a small talk about a coronavirus. And, you know, this virus had been spreading throughout some of the Asian countries and some of the European countries. Didn't really take time to really pay attention to it, because in the arrogant American type way and mind that I do have, I figured, we'll nip it in the bud before it get to me. Before it get to anybody over here, we'll be all right. And boy, was I wrong. This coronavirus has been, it's been scary. It's been informative. It's been all of the above. Anything that you could, like, it's like you're scared. Because, you know, they get, like, right now in North Carolina, they have us with the social distancing and, you know, pretty much a lockdown. Now, I got a pass because my job is considered an essential, so I'm able to leave the house and go to work and stuff like that. And you're able to go to the grocery store, but as for hanging out, doing shit with other people and stuff like that, they are saying not to do it. Stay away from that as much as you possibly can. And that's crazy. I'm going to be completely honest with you. That's crazy. Like, it makes no sense. Like, you're telling me that we're at risk of getting something similar to the flu and shutting down your respiratory. And one of the things that scared me a lot about it was, at first, I didn't really see anybody black getting it. Then they had the couple NBA players. And, you know, me, you know, talking races and shit, and I'm like, oh, they fuck white girls, that's where they get that shit from. Just joking. Nah, this shit is actually real. Like, Idris Elba, Tom Hanks, shit, Scarface, some ghetto boys. Like, all of these people, like, oh, these is niggas. So maybe, just maybe, I need to take this shit a little bit more seriously. Like, and I hated that it took for that to happen. Then I talked to my sister, who's a nurse in California, and she has had experiences, you know, seeing those patients who are, you know, who have been diagnosed as having positive tests for the COVID-19 or coronavirus, however you want to call it. And she scared the shit out of me just talking to her. And this shit is weird. This shit is weird. It's fucking wild. Like, my wife is working from home. My son, he's doing school from home, even though he don't want to do the shit. And I'm going to tell you something. The Guilford County school system, dumbest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life, send a notification out to the students saying that the grades and everything would not be taken and their work wouldn't count to a degree. Now, as parents, we know that, you know, this was only going to be like until everybody got their stuff. But the kids are looking at like, nah, I ain't got to do this shit. Why am I focused on this work if this shit ain't going to count? And really, I mean, I apologize for y'all. This early in the morning, I didn't go to work today. Didn't feel well, but I said, let me at least do something productive. But these kids are getting the messages. They're not thinking that the work is serious and the work has to be done. So it's like, parenting challenges is through the roof. I'm already dealing with a young man. No, hold on. Let me stop. Let me talk like I want to talk. I'm tired of all this fucking political shit. So this little nigga in my house, who's my son, I love him to death. He just don't get it. This shit is like this. I don't know if this shit is a game to him, if he don't care, or maybe it's just the young folks. They just feel like they're immune to the shit. And so the shit is, God damn, I'm gonna keep yawning. This shit is fucking too much. You know, just trying to keep him on task and keep him motivated and keep him wanting to do his actual work when he really doesn't. he doesn't think that it's real right now. And I could see why. If you living in the internet age as a kid, you're looking up shit, you're seeing all this fake shit. Like CBS posted a picture saying New York was really fucked up and it was really, really bad, but they were showing pictures from Italy and saying that it's New York. This is a CBS, the actual, yeah, the I don't use shit type niggas. So they are, you know, posting misinformation. You can only imagine all of the other misinformation that we're hearing. We had Trump on this morning on Fox and Friends. He just spewing off. It's like it's funny, and then it ain't funny, and then it's funny again, because it's like, I get what he's doing. If you listen to the president talk, he always tries to talk in a confident way. He talks in a confident, arrogant American way that we'll get over it, we'll beat this. You know, we'll be okay. That type of energy is what he comes out with at all times, which is good for the people if you really think about it. Now, of course, if you're smart and you got any kind of intelligence, you're like, man, this nigga is tripping. But other than that, you tend to be like, all right, you have to tell yourself, we have to roll with some kind of confidence. Because if he got up there and started panicking, then the rest of the world will panic, and it will keep me at work for 6 days a week like it has done for the past 3 weeks. Because everybody is freaking the fuck out. And I understand why. Life is precious. Nobody wants to die. But it's like, the way motherfuckers like cleaning out grocery stores, the paper towels. Like, I went to Walmart yesterday. All they had was like the 46-cent paper towel roll. And they had nerd have a note to say you can only get one. Now, you don't let all these motherfuckers take all the good shit, and I can only get one of them. That's the only paper products that you got in this bitch, and that's all I can have. It's just whack, man. And, you know, these jobs, a lot of the stores have shut down completely. Like, nah, we ain't fucking around. We ain't doing none of that shit. And I completely understand why. It makes sense. Nobody wants to harbor. Is harbor the right word I'm looking for? We're going to use it. A patient or person who has coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be. Because if all the other employees get sick, then it's going to be real. Like, it's a guy at my job who ain't been to work in 2 weeks. And I'm sitting there like, hope this nigga ain't got the Rona. No, that's my favorite white boy. No. Yeah, that shit's whack. But one of the good things to come out of this was the people using Instagram Live to their full advantage. We got a Timberland versus Swiss battle. We got Jonta Austin, who's a writer, and Neo, who's a writer. We got them to battle. Hit Boy Wonder to battle. I mean, as a music fan, man, this shit has been fucking amazing. I've loved this shit. All night I'm watching this shit. They had the Dream and Sean Garrett. That shit was hilarious, if you get a chance to watch that. But it allowed some of the younger crowd and people who are just music passerbys to understand who some of the writers are and what they've done and what they've contributed to the game and the type of music and everything that they have put up. It's been spectacular. Like, it has been great. But if I'm going to talk about IG Live, I'm going to talk about one of the greatest IG Live moments I've ever been a part of in my life. And when I say been a part of, I mean I just watched. I don't know if anybody follows Fendi. Used to be like a manager for like Busta Rhymes. I used to be in the borough a lot with a few stores around here. And he also manages Fab. And, he knows a lot of the exotic dancers. And on his live, he would give them the opportunity to showcase their skills. He would give them the opportunity to, you know, put your Cash App out there, you know, get you a few bucks, because he knows that because these people are in quarantine, they're not making money. That is a citizen. That is a citizen of the United States of America. That's the type of person that you want in office. He wants to make sure that everybody's getting money. He wants to make sure these ladies are getting money who don't have the option. And he wants us who like to see it have entertainment. This shit was fucking spectacular. Like, if somebody won't act right, he kicked their ass off. And then if they start popping, it just went bananas. And it was great. Because I remember my wife was in the bathroom and about to take a shower. So she was like, "What are you watching? Why you keep looking at your screen like that?" And I don't know if she's seen say that exactly, but she was asking like, what you laughing at? What you smiling at? I'm smiling at this ass. Like, all this ass shaking, it was fucking spectacular. I'm watching it. I mean, everything. Like, they just, whew. Oh man, and they banned the nigga. We had one good night of the shit, maybe not two good nights of the shit, and they banned the nigga. And I'm really disappointed in Instagram because of that, because that was really the most entertaining thing I had seen in a long time. You would see all of these entertainers and stuff like that, all of them in there. It just brought everybody back to like square one, because we're all there. We're all watching. We're all stuck in the house. We all are just glued to our phones, just paying attention to this. And it was great. It was great. Cause I kept trying to hide and act like I wasn't looking at, like, and then I turned the camera around. I said, just watching Fendi, you know, she didn't know that it was ass just showing 5 minutes before, and it's going to be ass shown 5 minutes after that. It was great. While he was finding new people to jump up there, it was, oh God, getting too hyped again. But yeah, we're just making the best of it. I know me, because I'm from Bertie. You know, I grew up not having, you know, we ain't have, but our stores didn't open past 7 o'clock and stuff like that at that time period in the '90s and shit like that, '80s and '90s. So as for being bored, stuck in house didn't really bother me. I got a video game. That's all I need. You know, wife on the period, but I can still jack off if I need to. You know, so I'm alright. I still can go to work. Yeah, life ain't really changed too much for me. It's just my family, because my wife and son are both home. And this shit, the only thing that's bothering me about this is because I wanted to take a trip to Los Angeles for my birthday. The weekend before my birthday, I should say. But all of this stuff is just changing everything. We're supposed to go to Greece. I don't think Greece is going to take place. I did get my passport, though. Well, I ain't got it back yet, but I did pay for it. But it's just like it's cutting everything out. Like, we might not have a summer, but I can promise you this. Whenever we get ourselves back on the streets and having a good time, which we will, I believe that we will, I'm confident, I'm going to have a fucking blast. I got an outfit I can't wait to put on. I can't wait. If I could lose some weight before then, which I should if I could actually try it. If that shit happens and I get to put this fucking outfit on, ooh, woo. Yes, Lord. I can't wait. So all the times that I missed the club and didn't want to do shit, I'm going to take my ass out to the club. You know, Civil Rights Museum. Wife been talking about that for the years. And I still ain't took ass there. We going. Carowinds. As soon as it's free, I'm taking my ass out there too. Because it really brings things back into perspective. I say it all the time. You have to enjoy this life that we have. And then when you start to see stuff that's being taken away, and, you know, freedoms and things that you were able to do. I can't go to TJ Maxx. I can't go to Marshall's. That shit sucks. I don't like shit like that. To me, that shit is extra whack. So for the next opportunity that I'm free and blessed to hit the streets again, I'm going to really, really fucking enjoy it. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to play some Jay Electronica. Loud as I can. And boom. We end up. Well, this episode is probably, I wanted it to be longer, but I'm really at a loss of words. I'm telling you, this whole coronavirus shit, I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of thinking about the shit. It really, really bothers me. It does. The only good thing is I can sit in the house and I'm trying to get my beard to connect, so it ain't that pressing to have to cut my hair because I ain't going nowhere. But other than that, this shit is something else. This shit is definitely something that I didn't expect us to have to go through or live through or anything. Like, it's, you know, wife considering, does she want to have a child right now during this era and this time? You know, just little things that I wouldn't think about. Yes, ma'am. No. Go ahead. What you want to say? Ma'am. All right, she just came outside in the garage, but I don't know why she just ain't telling what she was going to say. I was going to keep recording anyway. Hey. I guess it wasn't that important. Yeah, man, this is... I just want us to live, yo. I want us to live. I want us to have fun. I want us to enjoy each other. Enjoy the company of people. All of these things. This is... We didn't, you know, I don't think nobody woke and thought life would be like this or shit like this would be going on. And then all the fucking bra filters in all the stores around here, all these bitches sold out. I'm fucking pissed off and depressed. That's just bothering the fuck out of me. Like, all you niggas can't be sitting home doing the same thing. Like, nigga, shit, save some shit for everybody else. All you fucking holders of paper towels and toilet tissue, kiss a fucking ass. You cocksuckers don't deserve shit. All you motherfuckers buying up all the meats and shit, you don't deserve shit. Fucking punks. Holders. Fucking it up for everybody else. And now, when I go to the grocery store, I gotta get the grocery store at 7 o'clock and Walmart open just so I can get me a pack of chicken. Because ain't nothing but chicken tenders and chicken breasts. I want some legs. I want some wings. I can't get none of that shit. That shit whack. All the good fish go. Oh, shit is extra whack. So, as I leave, I want to ask that everybody be safe. Everybody take this shit seriously. Because this shit is serious. Hey, where you going? Why are you outside? And you got a bra on? What the fuck is wrong with her? She walking outside with a bra on, some damn makeup and a damn bonnet. What the fuck is wrong with her? And her damn titties out. The fuck? I was gonna put it in there. Huh? I was gonna put it in there.
I was on my mind. I'm gonna forget to tell you.
You put? Well, I gotta put the money in there, don't I?
Already put it in there.
Oh well, thank you. Oh, she put a stamp on my letter for me. That's what's sent off to the state. Oh. All she had to do was ask me, but she wanted to show her ass off because she ain't got no drawers on, her ass fat. So her ass is jiggling and her titties out since she know I can see them. But I can't suck on them because her period on, which is fucking whack. Why couldn't she just be pregnant and not have no damn period so I can have some sex? I'm off work, not feeling well. The one thing I need now is some good old sex. That would be spectacular. Yeah, but I think we've been up here a little too long. So once again, it's Levi Berti live from the garage. Please, please be safe. I want you to be here to be able to listen. Whenever shit get back popping, I can get the show going. Because I just found out that I can invite motherfuckers to man record with me. That shit might be spectacular. But you got to find motherfuckers who want to get up there with me. So I know this is my dream. I'm just trying to get this shit to go. So, yeah, like I said, be safe, be clean, and get your body right, get your mind right, and get your clothes right. Because I'm gonna be a fly ass motherfucker walking the fucking streets as soon as this fucking shit is over with. Love you all. Peace.